shouted, his eyes shining. You've got to come with me to my church. Seriously, it's the best church in town. So I told him I'm already part of a church. That's great, man, he said enthusiastically. What church do you go to? It's called Life Church. His countenance dropped from lottery winner to food poisoning victim. He drew in a deep breath and regained his composure. Glancing around, he leaned in and half whispered, Dude, I hate to say it, but you probably shouldn't go to Life Church. My pastor says your pastor doesn't preach the truth. Now I had to practice composure. I almost said, Yeah, well, you can tell your pastor that the pastor of Life Church wants to meet him in a dark alley and introduce him to the truth. Instead, I smiled weakly and said, Well, thanks for coming, man. I have to go now. May the Lord bless you, okay? May they be one. According to the World Christian Encyclopedia, Oxford University Press, 2001, the Christian faith has some 33,830 denominations. That's an awful lot of diversity. On the one hand, with that many approaches, there should be something for everyone. On the other hand, it's possible the word denomination might actually break God's heart. The Latin origin of di means apart, while nominare means to name. Denomination literally means to separate by naming. As far as I can tell from the scriptures, only one name should matter, Jesus. In John 17:20-23, Jesus prayed an amazing prayer for his disciples and for us. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. One day, as I was visiting with some pastor friends, the question came up, what if we could be a part of the answer to Jesus' prayer? Later, when I returned to the church office, the implications of that idea haunted me. What would happen if, for just 1 month, churches around the world partnered together? What would happen if we fasted and prayed together? What would happen if we all served our communities at the same time in the name of Christ? What if we all gave generously to start new churches? What would God do if a few of us acted like we were one? That question eventually gave birth to One Prayer, www.oneprayer.com. In the spring of 2008, I posted an invitation on our blog, swerve.lifechurch.tv, asking churches if they would be willing to partner during the month of June. I sincerely hoped that at least a handful would reply. We were shocked when hundreds of churches from around the world enthusiastically responded. In 2009, we invited churches to work together again. This time, more than 2,000 churches from 39 countries around the world came together to make a difference in our world. Different styles of worship, different backgrounds, different mission fields, different ministry philosophies, yet all share just one Lord and one Savior, Jesus Christ. Together, these churches raised enough money to start more than 1,600 new churches in places like India, China, Cambodia, and Sudan. In John 13:34-35, Jesus tells us the one way that the world will know that we follow him. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Churches used to be known for their traditions, their buildings, and their style of music. Sadly, in more recent years, Christians have become known more for what we're against. Through One Prayer, we're becoming known for our love again. God is. The theme for One Prayer 2009 was God is. Pastors from all around the world submitted their messages describing different attributes of God found in the Bible. In uncertain times, God is certain. God is strong, so why aren't his children? God is here and anything can happen. God is able to overcome the strongholds in our lives. God is merciful and he wants to give